This is Big F for Joe, and you're listening to the Memphis Continental Wrestling Podcast. Without Memphis, there'd be no hardcore, and obviously we all know where that leads. Live your best life, die your best death.
You know, I've been in this industry for a long, long time. And you know, I got my start right there in Memphis, Tennessee. So what better person than to give a little intro to the only podcast in the UK that specifically talks about Memphis wrestling. That's right. We're talking about Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. Folks, sit back, grab you a cup of hot tea. Hope you enjoy it. Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast.
Got a doggone good-looking show lined up.
This is the future, baby, and Jimmy Hart's here.
You're not in the same caliber as I am.
Who's the greatest wrestler in the world, and why am I?
You're acting like a hoodlum now. Come on, quit it!
Ho! What do you hear? What do you say? Hello again, wrestling fans and friends, and welcome to the show. This is episode 155 of the UK's number one and only Memphis Wrestling Alert podcast. We, as always, coming to you from the studios of the Old Bakery, and I am, as always, your host, Mr. Luke Dennings, wishing you the very, very happy May the 4th. May the 4th be with you too, Squire. Please do not forget to follow us on Twitter at Old Bakery Pro, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button here on our home, the Place to Be Wrestling Network, home of great shows such as Who's Next with This Ring, PTB Weekend Special, PTBN's Main Event, Nation Invasion, Highway to the Impact Zone, Monday Night Project, Hamburg All Stars, Pure Russia Passion, and many other great shows coming to you on a near daily basis. You can follow the network on Twitter at PTBN Wrestling, and don't forget to follow our sister network, the North South Connection, again available on all good podcast suppliers, bringing you such great shows as New Gen on a Mission, Wrestling Warzone, The Jenny Position, A La Carte with Keithy, Chronoso, Extreme Throwaway Dance, and many other great shows. For more information, follow the guys on Twitter at NoSoPodNetwork. You can also find them on YouTube. Just search North South Connection, because some of their podcasts are video only. And you will find us on YouTube, youtube.com/atmemphiscast, which allows you to watch today's show as well as everything else. There is a link in the description, as always, for you to watch. There's some videos there. There's a couple of videos that came out last Sunday that are matches from, in canon, Monday. So we'll give you the results of the Star Wars show, I think it was. And two of those matches are on the YouTube channel. So you can go and watch those if you so wish. But we've also got... we've got some Florida, some Portland, some obviously Memphis. We've got all sorts. There's well over 1,500 subscribers over there, so you can go and join them. youtube.com/atmemphiscast. And while you're out and about, you can visit patreon.com/memphiscast, which gives you extra content. ProWrestlingTees.com/memphiscast if you so wish to buy a t-shirt. And you can also visit whenitwascool.com for podcast articles and much more on retro pop culture, comics, wrestling, movies, TV, toys, history, and more. This week we're covering the 30th of June 1984. Last week we covered the 23rd of June, where we saw the debut of Poffomania, Lawler abducting folk, time limit draw, Star Wars build-up, as well as all the usual awesomeness of the Memphis territory. Before we head down to ringside, let's see what's been happening around the rest of the wrestling world this week. So on the 24th of June in Orlando, Florida, NWA World Champion Ric Flair battled Dusty Rhodes to a disqualification. Next night, 25th of June in West Palm Beach, Florida, NWA World Champion Ric Flair battled Barry Windham to a double disqualification. Also on the 25th here in Memphis, there is the Star Wars event. 10,032 packing out the Mid-South Coliseum, and they are watching Porkchop Cash and Scott Shannon defeat the Scorpions, Dutch Mantel, Johnny Wilhoit, and Mark Batten defeating Masa Ito, The Nightmare, and Keith Robertson, The Animal defeating Rick McCord, Jim Neidhart defeating Giant Frazier, The Rock and Roll Express beating Lanny Poffo and Randy Savage by disqualification, Jimmy Valiant defeated Southern Champion Rick Rude via disqualification, The New Fabs beat The Spoiler and Phil Hickerson in a Tennessee street fight, The Fabulous Ones defeated the PYTs, and Jerry Lawler and Austin Idol defeated the NWA National Tag Team Champions, the Road Warriors, by disqualification. 26th of June, we have some, there's a rival territory in a local town, as the WWF are running the Municipal Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee. 5,000 people. This is the debut in Nashville. A card is headlined by an 18-man, $30,000 battle royal run by Big John Studd, who last eliminated Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. Other participants included Adrian Adonis, Dick Murdoch, Jimmy Snuka, Tito Santana, Jesse Ventura, Paul Orndorff, and Mil Mascaras. Also on the 26th, Tampa, Florida, Ric Flair battles Barry Windham to a draw. 27th of June 1984 in Punta Gordo, Florida, NWA World Champion Ric Flair battled Mike Rotunda to a draw. 28th of June in Ocala, Florida, Ric Flair is still doing the rounds and he is defeating Billy Jack Haynes by disqualification. And then finally, we've got a couple of shows here on the 30th. The first one is Championship Wrestling from Florida in Miami, Florida, in the Orange Bowl, 10,000 people, in a non-title match, Lord of the Rings match for $100,000. Dusty Rhodes defeats NWA World Champion Ric Flair. In a Hangman's Noose match, Blackjack Mulligan defeats Kevin Sullivan. Barry Windham and Mike Rotunda defeat the Road Warriors. In a full Nelson submission match, Billy Jack Haynes defeats superstar Billy Graham. Wahoo McDaniel, Jimmy Valiant and the Junkyard Dog defeat Ron Bass, Black Bart and Angela Mosca. Dick Slater defeats Joe Lightfoot. Mike Graham defeats Trevor Guerrero. Jerry Lawler defeats One Man Gang. Hector Guerrero defeats Denny Brown. Velvet McIntyre and Princess Victoria defeat Judy Martin and Peggy Lee. And finally, the WWF are now on the West Coast as they are in the Olympic Auditorium in Los Angeles, California. 11,000 are witnessing Jesse Ventura defeating Terry Daniels. WWF Tag Team Champions Adrian Adonis and Dick Murdoch defeating Tony Garea and B. Brian Blair. Jerry Valiant defeats Mr. Fuji. WWF Intercontinental Champion Tito Santana defeats Alexis Smirnoff. Sergeant Slaughter defeats the Iron Sheik by disqualification. The Wild Samoans defeat the Moondogs. Big John Studd defeats Tiger Chung Lee. And the WWF Champion Hulk Hogan defeats Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's head down to Lance and Dave as we cover the 30th of June 1984 in episode 155 of the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. Ladies and gentlemen, please, please, please enjoy.
Boy, that crowd loves that statue every week, don't they? Hello again, everybody. Lance Russell and Dave Brown. We're right along ringside. And boy, I'll tell you, we got a whale of a show lined up today, and I guarantee you, starting out with Tommy and Eddie.
Oh, they are going to be here. Tommy Rich and Eddie Gilbert tag team action to get the show underway today. That's not all, though. An 8-man tag team match coming up a little bit later on. Listen, just on one side of the ring, you got Rick Rude, Jim Neidhart, Phil Hickerson and the Spoiler in the 8-man tag team match.
Yeah, I'm going to stay around with those four guys.
Then coming up a little bit later, we'll have the Hollywood Blondes in here. Randy Savage, Lanny Poffo will be together in a tag team match. And later today, the Oriental Connection, Mr. Ito, all coming up.
I'll tell you one thing, that is a lineup full of big action bouts. We got a lot more, too. That's just a part of it. Let's take time out and get ready for that opening bout with Tommy and Eddie, and they'll be out here in just a moment. Kick off the day on Championship Wrestling here to bring him out. Tommy Wildfire Rich and his partner Eddie Gilbert as they go up to the ring getting ready for this one fall 10-minute time limit tag match. And here's the introductions. David.
It is going to be one fall 10 minutes the overall time limit, introducing at a total weight of 438 pounds from parts unknown, the Nightmare, and from Memphis, Tennessee, Keith Robertson, going against him at a total of 434 pounds. From Hendersonville, Tennessee, Tommy Rich. And from Lexington, Tennessee, Eddie Gilbert. This match, one fall, 10-minute time limit. Jerry Calhoun is the referee.
Mm-hmm.
ready to kick it off.
Bell's ringing, we are on the way. Tag team action starts off the Nightmare and Keith Robertson going up against the Fabulous Ones, or the New Fabulous Ones, Eddie Gilbert and Tommy Rich. Eddie Gilbert starting for his team, red tights, white boots. Nightmare, black and gold tights, black boots, gold mask, side headlock. Taking it to Tommy Gilbert, Tommy Rich even, Tommy Gilbert. Tommy Rich wearing matching red tights, white boots. Punches Nightmare in the gut after the Irish whip. Nightmare backs off and then comes back in, and he's taken there by with an arm drag by Wildfire. And again. Oh, head scissors now by the Nightmare. Oh, head scissors reversal by Tommy Rich. Still the armbar applied. Tag into Eddie. Irish whip by Tommy. Big back blow drop by Gilbert. Eddie Gilbert, now a member of the Independent Wrestling Hall of Fame. That was done last month over at WrestleMania, as well as the Briscoes, Kevin Hogan, and a couple of others. Should have been Sabu, but he no-showed. He no-showed his own Hall of Fame induction. Eddie Gilbert should have been inducted by his brother Doug, but for some reason that didn't happen, so he was inducted by his ex-wife Missy Hyatt. So Eddie Gilbert now pushed into the wrong part of town. Big right shot by the Nightmare. Nightmare's now coming off the ropes and collides with his tag team partner. Down goes Keith Robertson. Keith Robertson was holding Eddie Gilbert, but Eddie Gilbert managed to escape. Keith Robertson now back up on the apron. He didn't have a go at the Nightmare, which is good. Tommy Rich now tagged back in. Colin Ebert up. Tommy pushes Nightmare into his corner. And, Nightmare thought he was going to get Tommy to hit Eddie, but Tommy and Eddie knew what they were doing. Green ropes again today. Blue canvas. Blue and red ring posts. Jerry Calhoun wearing a black t-shirt, grey trousers. Keith Robertson now in. Black tights, black boots. Colin Ebert up. Side of look by Tommy. Side of look. Takedown by Tommy. Jerry Calhoun down there. Taking the shoulders. A full house here as always in the WMC studios. We've got men, we've got women, we've got kids, we've got grandparents, we've got black, we've got white, you name it, they are here and they are enjoying the wrestling. Eddie Gilbert comes in and immediately schoolboys Robertson, but gets a two count. So I've watched, there's a channel on YouTube by Russell Reel, R-A-S-S-L-E Reel, and he puts a lot of wrestling shows on, like, from this day. So if you're watching it on the 9th of April, he'll put on a show from the 9th of April. It's usually Mid-South, Georgia, Mid-Atlantic, WWF, like, challenge, shows like that. But there'll be championships. Did I watch a championship wrestling from Florida? I think I did. I've seen a lot of other, like, studio wrestling. They do not make any fucking noise like these guys in Memphis do. They're usually, traditionally, they're two out of the four sides of the ring, as they are in Memphis. Very rarely are they three sides. But if they are, they're really fucking quiet. These Memphis fans make so much fucking noise. It's unbelievable. And the wrestling's, like, fast-paced and, like, just totally different. If you ever get the chance to watch any other sort of wrestling from, doesn't matter what time period, it could be from 1978, it could be from 1988, it's all really fucking, the probably the loudest comparable fans would probably be World Class, but that's because there's a lot more of them, because it's in the sportatorium. So yes, but these Memphis fans are just wild and just livid, not livid, but just they loving the wrestling. They'll cheer the good guys, boo the bad guys, you know, and you can, it doesn't sound like there's a whole bunch of fucking, you know, nothing in the fucking crowd. Tommy Rich though tags in Eddie though, following the work on the leg. Eddie to come off the ropes and drops the leg across the leg of Keith Robertson. Oh, dropping the elbow across the knee, and again. Eddie picks up Keith, tags in Tommy. Irish whip by Eddie. Big back elbow by Tommy. Down goes Keith. Tommy picks up Keith. Oh, Keith's trying to fight out of this though. Decided to look of his own. Tommy tags in Eddie. Eddie pushes. Oh, Luther's pressed there by Eddie Gilbert. One, two, three. He's taken away Tommy Rich's move. Doesn't get so high with the balls and the face though, so he does it sort of Steve Austin style. But the winners of the match, Eddie Gilbert and Tommy Rich.
Excellent teamwork with Rich and Gilbert as they put it together. Robertson was right at that moment starting to make a move on him, and boy, Tommy cooled it down and he ended up with a flying press and a 1-2-3 on him. Good. What was the time again, Dave?
5 minutes, 26
seconds. Okay, that's just one. We got a whole bunch. We're going to be back in just one moment.
That later in the program kind of makes your mouth water.
Yes, it did. Ooh,
yeah. Yeah. Sit still, Dave. Don't go there.
Hey, listen, we're talking about Slam-a-bam-a-rama in action. Those of you who missed it, I don't have to tell those of you who were there about the bout that took place between Hickerson, Spoiler, and Rich and Gilbert. This was the Tennessee street fight. That son of a gun just wouldn't stop. Share some of the highlights with me.
Hickerson puts Rich down again.
So this is from this past Monday Star Wars. Eddie, Randy Hales on the call with Lance. I guess, like I said last week, they'd be limited on what they can show, probably, because a lot of the guys aren't in the territory. So we may not see clips of, like, the Road Warriors, even though we have done in the past, but I don't know where else this is being shown. But Hickerson's in the ring. This is a street fight, so sort of come dressed as you are kind of thing. Gilbert and Rich have got cowboy boots on, jeans. Eddie looks like Tommy Rich is busted wide open. Oh! Spoiler off the ropes. Oh, drops him a bit to the back. Hickerson's got trousers on and a shirt. Same as the Spoiler. Oh! Eddie Gilbert with a microphone stand. Taking it off Lance and Randy. Eddie Gilbert now smashing the Spoiler and Hickerson with that solid metal microphone stand. Paul Morton, the referee, wearing the zebra stripes. Oh! Tommy Rich bleeding buckets, I think. Well, you can't quite see, but he's doing that sort of when you're on your knees. Well, you've seen people bleed before when they're on their knees and they're sort of like pumping the blood, trying to get the blood to pump so it looks a bit more bloodier. Obviously, he's wearing a white t-shirt and he's got that bleach blonde hair, so any blood's going to be amplified due to the blondness and the whiteness of the t-shirt.
Now they're taking the action out of the ring. Hickerson pulls Rich out and sends him over to the table. Oh, right in to the announcer table. Tommy fell right on top of the announcer stand. Call with it, Hickerson, as we back up. Rich, a bloody mess, blood all over the table, sends Hickerson into the table. Phil sent in, and Hickerson busted open. Ah, caught again. They're going into the front row ringside. Look out.
So we've got Hickerson and Rich on the outside, Gilbert and the Spoiler on the inside. Rich beating Hickerson around the ring, basically. Hickerson's trying to escape but can't. Oh, smashed it into the ring post. Excuse me. Hickerson's bleeding. Tommy's bleeding. Don't know if Eddie is. Obviously, you can't. You'll never see if the Spoiler is because he's wearing a mask. Oh, Hickerson bleeding badly. Tommy Rich picks up Hickerson. Oh, atomic drop on the outside. Eddie Gilbert now trying to take the mask off the spoiler. It's just Taylor Street street fight, but yet the referee's trying to ring the fucking, trying to like disqualify him. Yes, you do. It doesn't help me. Like Paul Morton's, like the Memphis version of fucking hell. Oh, Tommy's biting the forehead of Phil Hickerson. Spoiler though, trying to go for a pile driver, but Eddie Gilbert, oh, backdrops him out of it. Oh, Hickerson rammed headfirst at the ring steps. Eddie Gilbert again trying to take the mask off the spoiler. Phil Hickerson now rolled into the ring by Tommy. Tommy's back in the ring. Tommy and Phil, still bleeding, obviously. Irish hit by Tommy on Phil. Big Rand knocks down Phil. Spoiler now. Oh, wailing away on Eddie Gilbert. Tommy now wailing away on the spoiler, though. This looks absolute fucking madness, this does. Oh! The spoiler got a boot, someone's fucking shoe or something. Turns around. Tries to hit Tommy Rich, but Tommy Rich, there's no selling it. Tommy Rich was dropping elbows on Phil Hickerson while the spoiler was hitting him. I think Eddie's now busted open now. Phil Hickerson can't stay on his feet because he's the amount of blood he's lost. I think when they did the time, I heard 20 minutes had passed. So Tommy Rich just took his boot off rope. Oh, into the gut, into the head of the spoiler. Oh, spoiler! Sorry, he'd been thrown over the top rope by Eddie Gilbert. Phil Hickerson being wailed on by Tommy Rich in that boot. Oh, Eddie Gilbert with a pile driver on the outside to the spoiler. Holy shit! Good lord, the crowd went pop for that. I think the spoiler is out of this one now. Eddie Gilbert back in the ring. Phil Hickerson now 2-on-1, I think. Phil Hickerson being beat now. Irish hit by Phil on Eddie. Drops down. Big back body drop. Tommy Rich is now putting on a mask. Tommy Rich has now got a mask. Like a silver mask on, maybe loaded. Phil Hickerson unaware. As Phil Hickerson wails away on Eddie. Irish hit by Phil. Eddie Gilbert over the top. Eddie now being held. Oh, big headbutt by Tommy off the second rope. 1, 2, 3. I think it might have been the loaded mask.
To Tommy Wildfire Rich.
Boy, and I want to tell you, that wasn't the end of it either, not by a long shot.
Well, we whooped them all over that Coliseum over there.
Let me start off by saying, you look awful today, Phil. What's the matter with your eyes?
I got drunk last night, so what?
You had to celebrate a little.
Celebrate, man. Had to celebrate, you know, because, let me tell you, everybody's seen it. Beat them all over the Coliseum. Beat them like a bunch of dogs, man. Tommy Rich, we're running up in the top of the thing where all them, you know, them people sit up there, you know. He went running up, and guess who was there? His mama. His mama was sitting way up there at the very top of that Coliseum. He got up there and was pulling on her coattail, man. Half her old dress was down, everything. And he was saying, Mama, please get them off of me. And you know what? I thought I was going to have to slap her.
No, he's saying Mammy.
Mammy, yeah. Mammy.
Hey, come on, you guys.
Well, you know, his mama's a dog anyway. You know what to call.
You know what to call.
Dog, right?
Get me associated with it. Hey, listen.
Well, you know, they got to be out of their minds, right? How can anybody want to come back for more?
They're looking for these titles, too.
That's right. They can look. Look at them.
I see them.
What did I tell you, brother? They look pretty around us. A lot better.
Yeah. Well, you're
I'm gonna kill somebody today, you know it.
Well, I never told you a lie.
Nobody told a lie. I can't get everything in my life. I don't even know how to start telling a lie.
And stay away from the money over there, will you please? Okay. Coming up Monday night.
Titles somebody. On
the line. Are you ready to kill somebody?
I'm gonna kill somebody today, brother.
Guys. Okay. Hickerson in the spoiler. Southern Tag Champ.
Well, marvelous chorus of boos greeting the four men that will be on one side of the ring, Dave. Mm-hmm. I gotta tell you. Oh, okay. Well, Phil Hickerson bringing over one of the Southern Tag Title belts. And, well, let's get the introductions and we'll make some comments about it.
All right. This is an eight-man tag team match coming up here. Total weight of 830 pounds over on the right side of the screen. From Memphis, Tennessee, David Johnson. Also from Memphis, Pat Hutchinson and Mike Mashburn. And from Humboldt, Tennessee, Jeff Griggs, going against him at a total weight of 1,033 pounds. Pat Hutchinson coming up here. Total weight of 830 pounds over on the right side of the screen. From Memphis, Tennessee, David Johnson. Also from Memphis, Pat Hutchinson and Mike Mashburn. And from Humboldt, Tennessee, Jeff Griggs, going against him at a total weight of 1,033 pounds. From Beverly Hills, California, Rick Rude. From Reno, Nevada, Jim Neidhart. From parts unknown, The Spoiler. And from Jackson, Tennessee, Phil Hickerson. This match, one fall, 10-minute time limit, eight-man tag.
We've got an eight-man tag. Rick Rude, Jim Neidhart, Phil Hickerson, Spoiler, going up against David Johnson, Pat Hutchinson, Mike Mashburn, Jeff Riggs. Jim Neidhart starting for his team. Black tights, white boots. I think Mike Mashburn. Blue trunks, black boots. Get his ass kicked. Rude now tagged in. Red boots. Kind of multicolored tights. Very WWF-esque Rick Rude tights. Good lord. Mashburn dropped through fast across the top rope. Yeah, Rick Rude's wearing some very interesting tights here, tights. Rick Rude picks up Mashburn again, drops him again. Good lord, throat first across the top rope. Taking to Phil Hickson, red tights, white boots. Phil Hickson picks up Mashburn. Oh, slams him down with Thoratar. Stomping away now is Hickerson. Tags in The Spoiler, red and black singlet, red and black mask, black boots. Mashburn trying to get a tag, but Spoiler stops him, picks him up, puts him in the corner. Oh! Spoiler slapping Mashburn now across the chest and throws him across the ring. Mike Mashburn, we saw him last week against Rick Rude. Jim Neidhart now in. Oh! Wailing away on Mashburn, who now tags in David Johnson. David Johnson in, but he's met by Jim Neidhart. David Mashburn, yellow tights, black boots. Now stomped away on by Neidhart. Neidhart picks up Johnson, who then he drapes him across the heel corner. Phil Hickerson now just comes in for no apparent reason. He's not the legal man. Irish whips David Johnson. Oh, big back elbow. He falls on top of him, now smashing him with some fucking punches. Phil Hickerson tags in The Spoiler. Oh, kick to the gut of David Johnson. Spoiler with Johnson, whips him. Oh, hook and clothesline there by The Spoiler. Spoiler picks up David Johnson. Oh, slams him in the corner, in the neutral corner. Now tagged in Jim Neidhart. David Johnson trying to fight Ava, but Jim Neidhart just dominates him. Oh, big slam there by Neidhart and David Johnson. Neidhart picks up Johnson and then rams him into the knee of Rick Rude. Rick Rude now in legally. Rude picks up Johnson. Oh, slupexes him over. Rick Rude then throws Johnson into Johnson's own corner. Pat Hutchinson in. Pat Hutchinson, black tights, black boots. I haven't seen Pat. We saw him last week. Jerry Lawler abducted the handler of Masa Ito, and it turned out to be, he thought he was going to be Jimmy Hart, but it turned out to be Pat Hutchinson, only because Pat had been paid by Jimmy Hart. And we're now right in Irish Whip. Oh! Just a running fucking elbow to the face of Pat Hutchinson. The Anvil picks up Pat, slams him down, tags in the Spoiler. Spoiler's in, Irish Whips Pat Hutchinson. Oh, need the breadbasket. Spoiler picks up Pat, Irish Whips him again. Big backboarder drop by the Spoiler. Pat now tags in David Johnson again. Phil Dickerson in for the other team. Gone over top. Oh, big right hand by Pat, there by Phil. Irish Whip by Phil. Oh, Jesus. Big right hand. One, two, three. Mercifully, it's over. The winners of the match, Rick Rude, Jim Neidhart, the Spoiler, and Phil Dickerson.
Oh, will you, you guys? Get in there and beat up on those. Yeah, there's your belt. Yeah.
Just totally overpowering.
Where's my belt?
Well, you didn't bring it out with you, I assume. Don't blame us.
Time on it was 4:28.
4:28, and the official winners, Neidhart, Spoiler, Hickerson, and Rick Rude.
How you doing, babe?
Well, I don't know whether you heard it or not. Hickerson and Spoiler out here telling tales as usual, saying how could you guys even think of coming back for more?
Well, you know what it amounts to? We whooped their tails all over the ring.
That's right.
Last week in Memphis.
That's what happened.
The reason I was up in the top of them bleachers, we was up there thanking all the people that come out and supported Eddie Gilbert and Tommy Rich. Hickerson, I want to tell you one thing, brother. You don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit in the wind, brother, and you dang sure ain't going to talk about my mother or none of the rest of my family. We're coming to Memphis Monday night. We're coming Monday night, Hickerson. We done whipped y'all's tail. We proved to all these people we could whip your tail. We lost the title because we wanted to whip you so bad. But we're hungry, we got the desire, and we got the heart. Monday night in Memphis, I want everybody to be there because not only are we coming back to get the titles, but there's a two-ring battle royal, and we're coming after the money, the belts, the whole night. It's going to be party night, Monday night in Memphis, Tennessee.
It could be a dynamite night, Eddie, if you could get those belts and then one of you get your hands into some of that 10,000 cash.
5,000 apiece.
That's all we want. We're ready to party. We love Memphis, Tennessee. We love the people here. We want to bring the belts back home to Memphis, to this area. It's going to be Monday night. Hickerson's Sport may be your last days. So you better count them very good.
I want to tell you, if we see anything like we saw last week, it'll be too much. Absolutely one of the roughest fights I have ever seen.
You're going to see that much and more because I guarantee you, Monday night in Memphis, we're bringing the titles right back home to all these people out here.
Okay, fellas, good luck to you. Title time, Slam-a-bam-a-rama. And let me tell you, it's going to be double loaded for Bear Monday night. We got more action. We'll
Drew,
be back to it.
Brother Drew, look at that.
$100 bills. If you get your calculator out, you will see that that comes to $10,000. One man, one pocketbook, and we're going to be talking about it a little bit more. Monday night, Mid-South Coliseum, after a whale of a night of action when Stars War took place last Monday night, we are looking for a champion.
I like this cameraman. I like the cameraman to scan the audience at all these beautiful people that are booing me. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I hear a booing.
You know, Lance,
I don't like your tactics.
Just
Frank.
Be quiet a minute, will you? I've got a lot on my mind. I've got a lot of business to take care of. I know you're wondering where my manager is right now.
Yeah.
He's tying up business ends. The phone's been ringing off the hook. I've just had a lot on my mind lately. Personally, Jerry Lawler, shut up. Jerry Lawler, I've got a score to settle with you, brother. I told you I was going to end your career, and I haven't forgotten, because that's exactly what I'm going to do. But, brother, I've been waiting for one thing. I want Angel to see what I'm going to do to you, punk. Hey, rewind that tape.
We got it.
You
we
take
got
a look
it.
At what that scumbag did to my valet.
Okay, let's take a look. Eric is referring to the battle when the
watch. Everybody watch. Crude is declared the winner. Go run off. Watch. With a...
I'm just seeing the footage from a couple of weeks ago when Lawler lost the title, lost the Southern title to Rude. Angel distracted the referee. I think she distracted Lawler, I believe. And now Neidhart, Angel and Rude are celebrating in the ring. And then Lawler comes in and runs and smashes Neidhart and Rude with some forearm smashes. Angel escapes the ring. She now comes back in the ring with a wooden chair. No, steel chair, sorry, steel chair. As Lawler's well in the way on Rude. Lawler turns around and gets dinked in the head with a chair, but no sells it. Obviously, she's supposed to be a little lady, and she just... and then, boom! Big right hand by Lawler. Absolutely fucking atrocious. And the crowd go... They absolutely go mental. Because Lawler fucking smashed a woman in the fucking head. 1984, baby. And Neidhart and Rude then double team Lawler.
I'm going to tell you something, Jerry Lawler. I've got a score to settle with you, punk. And I'm not going to stop till I get it done. And nobody is going to stop me when I'm finished with you, punk. They're going to have to use a squeegee to clean you up off that mat in Memphis, brother.
Rick Rude, the Southern heavyweight title holder now. I got to tell you what. This guy is no slouch. Lawler knows it. But, of course, the King is the man who's been there before, and he's faced them all. We're going to be hearing from him a little later in the program. Can you imagine $10,000 in $100 bills? Slam-a-bam-a-rama night, Monday night. You be down there. We'll be back with more action in just a moment. Your traveling companion, a little fellow there.
Yeah, I brought a little pal along with me here. Ron, good to have you.
Son of a gun, it's great to see you again.
You remember Lance, don't you?
Sure do.
Listen, we brought, you know, I guess everybody knows how great a season the Memphis Showboats had.
Better believe
and,
it.
That's right, let's hear it for the Showboats. Huh?
Dynamite.
And here is one of the men right here who is responsible for that. I mean, now, you were here for how many games? 11 games with the Showboats, and the first three that Ron came here, I mean, you know, there were their three of their biggest wins during the middle part of the season there, and, you know, Ron played an instrumental part in that offensive line of guarding those quarterbacks, and the guy is up for awards for allowing the least amount of sacks. Now, do you know what that means? That means the guy that he was playing across from didn't get to our quarterback, and that's a heck of a job the guy did. But now the football season is over, and Ron is ready to do some wrestling. So
yeah.
We're ready to see that, right?
Yeah, I talking about that award and all, Jerry. I think back to one, and I don't remember the date or anything about it. And I'm sure that there were so many contests, but I remember one with Ron when they were going against Dallas, and he was having to bust that big Too Tall Jones out there, and you really worked on him that day. It was in New York. That's the peak of the game.
Too Tall is a real great ball player. I just happened to have a good day that day. And
woo!
As far as that award you're talking about, the least amount of sacks, it's not really the least amount, but I gave up less than three this year.
And for the entire year, only three times. That's
what I really like to do while I'm here today is thank the people of Memphis for giving us all the support of the Showboats. And without them, I guess we wouldn't have as many wins as we did, because like Pepper Rogers said, playing at home was good for 14 points. And I'd also like to invite all the people who came to see the Showboats to come here Monday, because we can use all the support we can over here, too. And again, I'd like to thank them.
Listen, I want to find out about this transition now. Of course, you've wrestled before, and you've got a doggone good record of wrestling. How is this transition going from football into wrestling, Ron?
Well, right now it's a little bit difficult because I just got out of football last Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have a lot of catching up and a lot of working out to do. So hopefully I'll be ready for Monday.
Well, you're looking great fit. You before, when you were wrestling, were over 300, but now you're at about 278, 280. And you're looking real trim, Ron.
275. Don't make me too much.
You're looking real big too, Ron. Don't stand over there. Don't stand right next to me. You make me feel small.
Can we move over?
Yeah. Okay. Let me talk just a little bit about Rick Rude. Now, we all saw Rick Rude out here running his mouth, telling just exactly how he's going to end my career. Well, let me tell you something, Rude. I'm not going to be hard to find, brother. Monday night, I'm going to be right there in that ring facing you, eye to eye. You know, I'm glad he grew a mustache because it kind of breaks up the monotony of his face. He thinks that he is God's gift to women. He's so conceited, Lance, he's getting to where he thinks he's almost as good as I am. Can you imagine that? He is conceited, brother. Let me tell you something, Rude. You know, what will Monday be? That'll be July the, what, 2nd?
2nd, yeah.
Sure. That's close enough to July the 4th to start celebrating with some fireworks, I think. So I want to invite you down there, Rude. I want you to shoot your best shot, brother, because I got something in mind, and I got something in mind for you and that pretty little angel, brother. You ever seen Roman candles? I'm good at firing up Roman candles, brother, when it gets close to July the 4th. This could be a big night for celebrating, and I want to tell you something. You're talking about $10,000. Now, Ron, what can we do with $10,000? I'm going to tell you something. It's a lot of things I can do. There you go. Look at it right there, brother. I would love for that to be in my hip pocket come Monday night. And Rick Rude, if I had that money and my Southern Heavyweight title belt back around my waist, I could do a lot of celebrating. So, brother, come down there and get ready for a big celebration, because that's what it's going to be. A big night for the King Monday night at the Coliseum.
I'll tell you, it is going to be a big night. Jerry, good luck to you. Ron, good to have you back. And we are going to see you guys a little bit later on.
So, just to give you, I think, the Memphis Showboats, this is from Wikipedia, the Memphis Showboats were an American football franchise in the United States Football League. They entered the league in its expansion in 1984 and made the 1985 playoffs, losing in the semi-final round to the Oakland Invaders. Perhaps the most prominent of the sports of the Showboats roster during their two seasons of existence were future Pro Football Hall of Fame Reggie White and future professional wrestler Lex Luger. They played in the Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium in Memphis, Tennessee. Their first season, they went, where did they go? They went 7 wins, 11 losses. Their last match was June the 25th, so this past Monday was their last game. They folded in 1986, but now they are back in existence in the US Football League, and they are owned by the one and only Dwayne Johnson. I don't think the season has started yet. I might have done. Has it started? Staff. Don't need to know about staff. No players. No records. I don't think they've started yet. No. And then this guy is Ron. Miko. No, Ron, not Tom. Ron Miko Ladjikovic. Born June 2nd, 1950, so at this point he is 34. He's a former American football offensive tackle and retired professional wrestler. He attended the University of Tampa, graduating in 1971. He's from Passaic, New Jersey. He played for the Toronto Argonauts, 1972 to 1973, Memphis Southern Southmen, 1974-75, New York Giants, 76-79, Tampa Bay Bandits, 1983, the Memphis Showboats, 84-85, the Orlando Renegades, 1985. His NFL career was 32 games, starting 26. He's got his wrestling career. No, he sort of came in and out of us. I think from what I've seen, he was like here in the 70s. That's why Jerry was going, you know, hello, you know, do you remember him, Lance, and stuff. He's going to be here for the next few months teaming with Jerry Lawler in Jerry's continuing feud with Rick Rude.
Okay,
the new Hollywood Blondes will be out here, and they're going to be going against a team of Ken Raper and Tony Torres that we have not seen on Championship Wrestling. Here they come, Ken Timms and
Dusty Woods.
Dusty Woods, make up the new ones. Let's have the introductions, Dave.
All right, it's going to be a one-fall, 10-minute time limit match. Total weight of 421 pounds. Out of Memphis, Tennessee, Ken Raper. And from Houston, Texas, Tony Torres. Going against a total weight of 448 pounds. Wrestling out of Hollywood, California, Ken Timms and Dusty Woods, the new Hollywood Blondes. One fall.
Tag team action. We've got a new team in town, the Hollywood Blondes. No, this isn't Steve Austin and Brian Pillman. This is Ken Timms and Dusty Wolf. I think Dave keeps calling him Dusty Woods, but it's Dusty Wolf. Legendary WCW, WWF enhancement talent. And they're going against Tony Torres and Ken Raper. I believe Tony Torres is a former enhancement talent of reputation. I'm sure I've seen him. I've heard the name elsewhere. You won't let me fucking find out, but I'm pretty sure I've heard Tony Torres' name elsewhere. But these the new Hollywood Blondes, I believe there was a team back in the day that came through Memphis called the Hollywood Blondes. So when you search Hollywood Blondes, you will get them. They could be named after Buddy Roberts and Jerry Brown. They were like the original Hollywood Blondes. And there's also Rip Rogers and Ted Oates. There's also Dusty Wolf and Ken Timms. These guys have come from Florida. Tony Torres, red tights, red boots, off the ropes, over the... Oh, beautiful dropkick there by Tony Torres. Ken Timms being arm dragged down. Dusty Wolf's now in. He's getting arm dragged down as well. Oh, Dusty Wolf's launching himself into those arm drags. Ken Timms has been here before, I think quite a few years ago, I believe. I remember Ken Timms being here. He is black tights, black boots, beautiful bleach blonde hair. Looking like Buddy Landell. Ken Timms not happy about pace of Tony Torres tagging to Dusty Wolf. Oh, lovely dropkick by Dusty Wolf. He's wearing matching black boots, black. Oh, went for dropkick in, but miss. Tony Torres evades the dropkick. Tony Torres picks up. Oh, atomic drops Dusty Wolf into Ken Timms. These guys are flipping and flopping about all over the place. Tony Torres now with an arm bar. Tagging to Ken Raper. Red singlet, white boots. Oh! Ken Raper now rings the arm of that Dusty Wolf. You can't tell because they both got blonde hair, so you can't really tell. I think that's Dusty. Oh! Forearm smash. Tagging to Ken Timms. Oh! Forearm smash off the ropes. Ken Timms puts him on the shoulders, tagging a Dusty Wolf. Oh, dropping a throat across the top rope. Ken Raper's down. Dusty Wolf kind of comes off the second rope. One, two. Ken Raper kicks out. Tagging to Ken Timms. Irish whip by Wolf. Oh, big clothesline there by Timms. Measures him. Oh, drops an elbow. That was very Steve Austin style. Now a Fargo strut of sorts by Ken Timms. Ken Timms picks up Ken Raper. Dusty Wolf off the second rope inside. Oh, drops the elbow. Elevated clothesline there. One, two. Oh, kick out by Ken Raper. Kick out, kick out, kick out. Ken Raper's fired up, baby. Fired up. Dusty Wolf with a clobber and forearm. Ken Raper trying to fight and gets a tag. Tony Torres is in. Tony Torres is in. Bigger and the Dusty. Irish whip by Tony Torres. Big back boy drop on Dusty. In comes Ken Timms. Ken Timms is getting pummeled now by Tony Torres. He picks up Timms and slams him down. Tony Torres picks up Dusty Wolf, slams him down. Tony Torres coming in like a house of fire. Oh! Puts Dusty Wolf into the ropes. Clubbing forearms there by Tony Torres. Full-on dragon twist. Breaking the ice by Dusty, tagging to Ken Timms. Tony Torres can't quite get to the tag. There's too many teeth in this. Ken Timms now with a side headlock. But Tony Torres gets the tag into Ken Raper, who's now in. Turns Ken Timms around. Raper Irish rips him and a double back body drop onto Ken Timms. Irish rip by Raper. Oh, Doctor said a bit too soon though. Ken Timms drops the elbow back of the head. The blonde with the upper arm. He just used the momentum. Hollywood Blondes now with double DDT on Ken Raper. Ken Timms goes for the cover. One, two, three. When is the match? The new Hollywood Blondes.
The new Hollywood Blondes, Ken Timms, Dusty Wood. Get the win over Ken Raper and Tony Torres. Torres, most impressive at the beginning of the match. He was able to take on both of them. Ken Raper had moments in there where he was firmly in control, too. But in the end, the double team by the new Hollywood Blondes wrapped it up. Ken Raper was the one who was pinned. Perez running the Blondes out of there. They want to add insult to injury after the match is ended. The new Hollywood Blondes get the victory. The time on it, 4 minutes, 26 seconds.
I guess they're happy about that. Their first appearance on Championship Wrestling, the Hollywood Blondes come up with a victory over Torres and Raper. Hey, we've got a little special I want the folks to take a look at. We're going to be talking to them a little bit later on. Hoffomania. Hey, see me right out of that sunset on your color TV screen. Out for all that I can get, if you know what I mean. Women to the left of me.
So we're seeing a music video here for Leaping Lanny and Randy Savage. Leaping Lanny coming into the ringside area in his suit of armour. I think some of this is footage is from their independent championship wrestling, whatever the hell it's called, ICW, the Mud Show. These are some small arenas where they're obviously performing. Leaping Lanny in his suit of armour, like we said. Randy Savage pushing a photographer down. I think that was Doug Gilbert. Seeing their trunks. We're seeing the back of Angela Poffo's jumper. 6033410. Whatever that means. You mess. Cause I'm TNT, I'm dynamite, TNT, and I'll win the fight, TNT, I'm a power load, TNT, right now. Yeah, so they're definitely putting over the Poffos. Poffo Mania now going to be running wild here for a while here in Memphis. And we, coming up, looks like we're going to be seeing Randy and Lanny live in the studio. What madness are we going to be getting from these two gentlemen?
Well, there's the mixed reception for Papa Mania, Randy Macho Man Savage, Sir Lanny Papa.
I'm going to tell you something, Lance Russell. A lot of people out here wouldn't be so happy, man, but we are. The Rock and Roll Express, yeah! The Rock and Roll Express! went out of their league and they went into the major leagues because they can't stay with Sir Lanny Poffo and the Macho Man Randy Savage and 6033 in the corner because I gave him a pile driver.
Yeah,
a lot of people, man. A lot of people wouldn't want you to show the tape, but I'm proud of
Illegal.
I'm proud of the tape, Lance Russell.
Yeah, let's look.
And I want you to show the tape. Because I'm real, real happy, man. I fantasize about
Hello again,
it every
wrestling
night.
Fans. My name is Sir Lanny Poffo, the first knight of the squared circle. And I want one thing clearly.
You'll have to get in later.
With the right hand. But Leaping Lanny with the virtue of the midsection.
So we're seeing footage of Leaping Lanny and Randy against the Rock and Roll Express. Lanny's in the ring now with Ricky. Tags into Randy. Randy now peppering Ricky. He's got his mullet. Ricky is fully mulleted. Ricky's thrown outside, and then Randy from the top rope while the referee was distracted with the double axe handle. You can see the full video of this on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/MemphisCast. Came out last Sunday. Randy throws Ricky back into the ring, stops him from getting a tag into Robert. Randy now tags into Lanny. Lanny coming in. Oh, stomps away on Ricky. Lanny picks up Ricky Morton, slams him down. Lanny now goes up to the second rope on the inside. No, top rope, and... Oh! Ricky moved out of the way. He evaded the senton. Ricky now gets the tag into Robert. Robert's in. Big round to Randy. Robert Gibson now like a house of family. Irish whip reversed by Lanny. Ducks are close on does Robert. Oh, but to get taken over the top rope as Angela grabbed the ropes and the referee saw it. Disqualification. The USA Olympic Gold Stars basketball game will be seen delayed tonight at 11:30 p.m. Good Lord. On Wave TV. Ricky Morton's now on the table. Randy's trying to pole drive and Randy's got Ricky Morton. He's got Ricky Morton. He's going to go for the pole drive on the table. Holy shit. Oh my good God. And Randy's got him held up. Oh, through the table. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Randy Savage just broke that table in half with a pole driver. Ricky Morton just pile driven through a table. Holy shit. Randy now with the table laying on top of Ricky Morton. That table is broken in half. I don't think that's that is not a rigged table. That is not a rigged table. Whew, good Lord.
I want it clearly understood that I have no malice toward Morton and Gibson per se. But however, rock and roll music is satanic filth, more vile than the putrid slime that clings to the gates of hell. And just to prove that my heart is in the right direction, after that vicious pile driver to Morton and Gibson, who are perhaps in a hospital bed, I have poetry as a free gift.
I have a free gift too! This is for Ricky Morton, man! The man that's in the hospital right now! I want you to give this to Ricky Morton, and Robert Gibson is right there by his bedside, but tell him he owes me $50 for the t-shirt, guaranteed personified, because I'm going to tell you something. I enjoyed myself when I stuck his head right there and pile drives him on the table, because Poffo Mania is real big. Jerry the Queen Lawler, are you watching me now, man? Aren't we doing great? I mean, aren't we doing a lot better than anybody ever thought? Get out of the way! Tell you what! You keep putting pieces like these people in the ring with us, and Poffo Mania is going to be doing the thing at him real bad. 603,
you need better competition.
Well, you have been in the ring right there now.
Lance Russell, when rock and roll is buried, it is I, Sir Lanny Poffo, that will hold a shovel.
I got to tell you what, it's bad enough with one of them and wild macho man Randy Savage, but that... what you call it, that peculiar Sir Lanny Poffo and his poetry and so forth. There's no two ways about it, Dave. These guys are a couple of specimens as far as athletes. But let's get the introductions.
Okay, this is going to be one fall, 10-minute time limit. Total weight, 438 pounds.
Right
from Memphis, Tennessee, Jim Jameson. And from St. Petersburg, Florida, John King going against him at a total weight 474 pounds. From Sarasota, Florida, the Macho Man, Randy Savage. And from St. John, New Brunswick, Sir Lanny Poffo. Angelo Poffo in their corner. One fall, 10-minute time limit. Jerry Calhoun, the referee, set to go.
You see that entry? Okay, ring the bell, and we are off and running. Here we go.
Tag team action once again as we've got John King and Jim Jameson going to get Randy Savage and Lanny Poffo. Randy Savage in for his team, yellow boots. John King in for his team, blue trunks, white boots. Calling over type. Go behind by Randy, go behind, takedown by Randy. John King trying to get back up to his feet and takes down Randy. Randy scurries to the outside. Jim Jameson chases off Randy Savage. Randy now grabs the chair that Angelo Poffo was sitting on. Throws the chair down, gets back on the apron, gets back in the ring. Randy tags into Lanny. White trunks, black boots. Flips over the top rope. Marvelous. Right there is where the praise stops. Lanny now jostling around, doing another handstand. If you've seen the Genius 1989, whenever he wrestled, it's very much like that. This is heel Lanny Poffo. This isn't face Black Poffo from mid 80s. This is the heel Poffo from like the being the Genius. Very flamboyant, very chest out, strutting around the ring, doing sort of handstands and cartwheels and all this kind of stuff. This is the Lanny Poffo you're getting. Oh, John King in control now of Poffo again, taking them down with a armbar. I'm dragging it on our bar. Poffo now bridging out and then flips over. Then gets the tag into Randy. Single leg takedown by Lanny. Oh! Randy comes in, drops an elbow. Punch to the face for a side headlock. Savage now with the Irish whip on King. Big backboard drop by Randy. Randy tags back into Lanny. Lanny, John King backs up and tags in Jim Jameson. Jim Jameson, blue trunks, white boots. Matching his partner. Jim Jameson distracted by Randy. Lanny with a knee to the back. Oh, big run by Lanny. Tags into Randy. Jim Jameson's up, but he's in trouble. Randy from the top rope as the referee's distracted. Double axe to the back of Jim Jameson. Jim Jameson now, hot shotted on the top rope by Randy. Lanny back in, or still in? I think he's still in. I think he was the legal man. Stomping away on Jim Jameson now. Oh, big round by Lanny. Tags it to Randy again. Oh. Kick by Randy. Mr. Ito will be in our expert. Oh, kick to the gut of Jim Jameson. He has got his hands double full as Dutch Mantell will be his opponent. Jim Jameson being choked over the bottom rope now by Lanny as Randy distracts the referee. Lanny's still choking away on Jim Jameson on the bottom rope. Good lord. Excuse me. John just trying to get in to help out Jim Jameson. Good God, Lanny now doing some sort of backwards handstand on the outside. Randy now. Oh, no, Jim Jameson blocks and then rams Randy into the top turnbuckle himself. Good Lord, come on, Jim. Fire up. He's fired up, baby. Fired up if you will. Tags into John King. John King now behind. Oh, elbows to the back of Randy. Irish whip by John King. Oh, big back elbow. Down goes Randy. Holy moly. Oh, he went for an elbow drop, but Randy moved. Jim Jameson now tagged back in, I think. Randy brings him in anyway, fuck it. Randy now tags in Lanny, holding on to Jim Jameson. Lanny comes in. Oh, beautiful standing drop kick there by Lanny.
Michelangelo Poppo sit down in the chair.
And another standing dropkick by Lanny. Tags into Randy.
By the hair and he jumps straight up and drop kick.
He's standing drop kick.
Randy now with Jameson. Picks him up. Holds him. Oh, slams him down. Poor slam.
He's not even trying to cover him.
Randy goes up to the top rope while the referee is distracted. Jim Jameson. Oh, elbow drop by Randy. Tag into Lanny. Lanny comes in. Lanny picks up, you know, he positions Jim. Lanny's positioning Jim Jameson in the middle of the ring. Lanny goes up to the top rope. Backflip off. You didn't see it because the camera was focusing on Randy with a chair. But Lanny Poffo gets the win. Your winners, Randy Savage and Leaping Lanny Poffo. And he does another fucking cartwheel bullshit on the outside.
And Savage, Sir Lanny Poffo.
Poffo Mania! Poffo Mania!
Well,
hey, Ricky Martin, man, in rock and roll is dead. Poffo Mania! Nobody can stop it, man.
Yeah,
Sir Lanny Poffo looking at you.
They won't forget it either. I'll just remind you of that.
Because they're going to die. They're in the hospital. They're not coming back.
Randy Savage, Poffo.
Just to note, I think you can only be called a sir in the United Kingdom, and I, for one, do not condone the sirdom of Lanny Poffo. Quite frankly, it's a cunk.
Oh, yeah, we over here are trying to figure out. I've never been this close right here.
Yeah.
Slam-a-bama-rama, and who's out here with his $50 T-shirt?
Poffo Mania, man.
You're going to be involved.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something right now. Let me say something right now. $10,000 is a lot of money in every country in the world. And I would stick a knife in a man's belly for a lot less than $10,000. Did you hear me, Lance Russell?
I believe that.
Did you understand that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Lance, never turn your back on Poffo Mania. We'll be behind you.
Not if I can help it out.
Better rich and dead than poor and alive.
Okay. $10,000 cash prize in the Slam-a-bama-rama, two rings, triple chance for every man. How about it, Jerry?
All I can say, Lance, is that's an awful lot of money, and I got an awful lot of things that I could do with it. There's going to be, like you said, 25 of the top wrestlers in the entire nation in there going for this money, and as Savage just said, a lot of these guys would do absolutely anything for this kind of money.
Watch that.
That's right. I'm going to watch him. I'm going to watch all 24 of them because I plan on coming out with this and the Southern title Monday night. It's going to be a big night.
I want to tell everybody this is kind of a lot different than some of the big money battle royals that you hear about where the money is paid in kind of a...
You better watch me with that money, baby. I might walk off with it now.
They,
you know what? I'm late getting here today. I am so sorry I'm late for all these people, but I've been in my karate class, baby. Mr. Ito and Jimmy Hart will go into that battle royal, and we will come out with this $10,000, baby, and it will go to the Hart Fund, baby. Woo! Itchy Bond!
H-A-R-T is what he called. The heavyweight champ. What I was going to say, rather like some of the lotteries where it's paid over a period of time, this is 10, no samples, fellas. Now you got to take it all right there. Monday night. Isn't that something?
Monday night, you ain't kidding, Lance. I guarantee you it's going to be one heck of a night. $10,000, there's going to be a lot of people fighting for that.
And you talking about fighting. You guys first want to pick up those Southern tag belts and then one of you.
Now, do you, Lance?
You know, we're going to try to watch each other's back in this thing. We have a little different strategy than a lot of guys. We're going to watch each other's back, maybe try to split this money.
I was just saying that rather than some of the lotteries where they pay it over a period of time, this is one lump sum.
Right, get it off.
Woo! One man, grab $10,000. Good luck to you guys. It's going to be a well of a night, I'll tell you for a fact. Hey, the box office opens at 8 o'clock down there. You can get your ticket. I mean, the matches start at 8 o'clock. Box office opens at 5. Well, here he comes.
Rick Rude, he's got his Southern heavyweight belt right now. He may not have by the time Slammabamarama.
Not a whole lot of money, but I can have a whole lot of fun with it. You know, I listen to Jerry Lawler and that bicycle check. What's his name? That big fat Pollock talking about what they could do with $10,000. Them slobs couldn't even eat breakfast for $10,000. But the ravishing one is going to find one beautiful lady out there in Memphis, Tennessee, and we're going to go out and party with $10,000.
There's going to be several guys. Remember what you say, Rick Rude. Just don't forget that either. It is all available. Well, I see one more big greedy hand coming. The anvil looking for it.
I'm going to do everything in my power to keep this $10,000 out of the hands of some very greedy, undeserving slobs. You know, speaking of slobs, there was some big, fat, out-of-shape punk up here, what he called himself, Mikolajek, who claims to have played for the Memphis Showboats.
Yeah, he did.
Well, let me tell you something. I would give my right arm to line up against this guy in the line and face him nose to nose with the Oakland Raiders behind me, baby, and I'll show him how the football game is supposed to be played. You know something, Lance? The Memphis Showboats have a very, very serious drug problem. Did you know that?
Oh, come on, Jim. Now, don't get out here and start.
Every time the Memphis Showboats come out on the field, they get drugged from one end of the field to another.
Funny, funny. Jim Neidhart out here making with a sick joke.
Just look what I'll do for this money. You'd never know. I'd whip anybody. I'd fight anybody.
Well,
I need to slap an old woman for that much money. $10,000 kills a woman.
You know what? It's going to be a glorious night, Bud Beckham. Sonny Rich, bring your old body down there. Man, I'm going to beat your brains out. Then I'm going to take all this money. Boy, we're going to have us one heck of a party.
What a party. Yeah, party.
Let me have one, too.
No samples. Now, let's be passing on. Phil Hickerson, you'll have to win it the way you win anything else, with about three other guys right behind your back doing stuff to it. Well, I can tell you the attitude is that way. Well, no wonder. You're looking at $100 bills. It all goes to the guy who wins the big Slammabamarama two-ring triple chance battle royal. Well, friend, I got to tell you, this is going to be a night of action Monday night. Get your tickets today up until 5 o'clock. Get them all day on Monday and be down there because title time, we got three title matches. They're all going to be great. I think we got a total of 9 matches all together, but be there for the Slammabamarama and the $10,000 award. We'll be back in just a moment.
Can you trust anyone in taking that money off right there? Hey, you better keep an eye on him. Let me tell you what, Masio Ito, the number one imperial wrestler from Japan, and Jimmy Hart, baby, we're going to take care of Austin Idol once and for all. Have you got a little tape on Austin Idol? Have you got a little something?
Austin Idol had something
to say about the
match.
Let's see it.
Let's take a look at it.
What's happening, darling? You know, I want to set the record straight right now. If someone beats me, if it just so happens it's a freak thing that someone just happens to pin my shoulders to the mat for 1, 2, 3, hey, I'll be the first one to admit it. Now, I held the International Heavyweight title for a long, long time. I don't have it anymore, and there's a squint-eyed Jap running around with another little weasel, Jimmy Hart, saying, we're now the new champions, and we're going to reign the entire wrestling world. Well, I was never beaten for that belt, Donald. You saw it right here on television about 3 weeks ago. I was knocked out by Jimmy Hart, the beekeeper, supposedly, by a pair of nunchucks, but never pinned. Now, Monday night, Jack, or should I say, Jerk Ito, you're going to get your chance for one-on-one, darling. You know what I mean? And Hart, if you stick your nose in the ring this time, and this ain't no threat, it's a promise, I'm going to put the figure four leg lock on you, darling, and I'm going to snap your legs. Return to the National Heavyweight title, Ito. Let's check it out one-on-one. Come on, baby, get it on.
Think you're going to like that one. Ito, Idol, you got to be there to see that title match. Okay, Dave, we got more action.
Jimmy Hart dancing around the ring with a Japanese flag. Referee stepping up here, and hey, wait a minute. All right. Got Tommy Rich stepping up here. This match is, yeah, we've got a, all right, we've got a substitution, so it looks like Tommy Rich is going to be going against Mr. Ito. It's going to be an expiration of time match, introducing at 253 pounds from Osaka, Japan, the Oriental Connection, Masio Ito.
Ito attacking Tommy Rich. before the bell, thrown so in the eyes. Tommy Rich is a substitute. I do apologise for Austin Idol's language there towards Macerito. Not acceptable then, certainly not acceptable now. Macerito, red and black, three quarters, no boots. Tommy Rich still wearing his red trunks, white boots. Getting attacked, oh, with kicks and karate chops by Ito. Jimmy Hart managing Macerito, the international champion. He beat Austin Idol that title. Macerito continuing. Oh, to pummel Tommy Rich with the chops. Now choking him on the bottom rope. Kara trying to get behind Tommy. Ito's choking him, kicking him. Oh! Karate chopped to the throat again by Ito. Oh, nice, beautiful knife edge chop sending Tommy Rich down. Tommy Rich can't see a thing with that salt in his eyes. Headbutts now by Ito. Ito picks up Rich, slams him down. Beautiful leg drop there by Ito. Ito now picks him up, Irish whip by Ito. Oh, Tommy Rich ducks and a drop kick by Wildfire. Ito's down, Ito's now begging off in the corner. Tommy Rich is locked, cocked and ready to boom in the face, and again. Irish whip now by Tommy. Oh, big right hand. Down goes Ito. Oh, hair pull there by Tommy. Big right hand. Who's this? Oh, Phil Hickson the spoiler. Phil Hickson and the spoiler. Phil Hickson and the spoiler coming in. Taking down Tommy Rich. 2-on-1 now on Wildfire. Spoiler and Hickerson beating the crap out of Tommy Rich in the middle of the ring. Jimmy Hart very happy with what's going on here. Macerito going off to get his going to get his shoes. His little wooden sandals. Oh, Hickerson now smashing Tommy Rich with forearm smashes. Here comes Eddie Gilbert's in. Eddie Gilbert now cleaning the ring. Tommy Rich is up, he's well in the way. Phil Hickerson, Eddie Gilbert's pummeling the spoiler. Irish up now by Tommy. Big right hand, down goes Phil. Scurries out of the ring. There's Tommy and Eddie now. Even up the scores.
Tommy.
Leave Tommy Rich won by disqualification.
Yeah, well, he was double teamed for a minute or so before Eddie was able to get here from the dressing area, but he got here. And boy, that emptied the studio of first Ito, who lost the match, by the way, on disqualification, then Jimmy Hart, and then Hickerson and the spoiler hightailing it out of here. Tommy and Eddie head back for their dressing area right now. The match, the first fall of the match, and we're going to have to check our time, but the first fall goes to Tommy Rich by disqualification. The minute Hickerson and the spoiler hit the ring, the referee said, ring the bell. Mr. Ito is disqualified, and the time on it when the disqualification occurred was 1 minute 47 seconds. Minute 47, Tommy Rich the win in that fall.
Yeah, I was checking out there to see if Dutch did not make it in for the match, and mm-hmm. Tommy said, hey, you know, I'd like to get in there with that guy because he had not faced Ito before. And so Tommy gets in there, and instead of having a match, he's ended up got a fight for his life when
yeah.
Hickerson and Spoiler come rolling in there as these guys that should have been happy enough to have been able to end up with the Southern Tag belts when they got them from Rich and Gilbert because one man's opinion, they didn't deserve them at that particular time anyhow. And instead of that, they got to get back in and try to hurt a guy, which a lot of times you got to think in terms of this, Dave. You got to say, hey, they're doing this kind of thing now, trying to hurt a guy so they don't have to worry about facing him again, something
that's,
like that.
That's right.
Get him now. Okay. So the official winner, Tommy Rich over Ito, and we're going to take time out. Be back in just a moment.
Oh, yes, indeed.
You know, that it irritates me that somebody wants to do when somebody doesn't show, and transportation is a problem. There's just, you know, no two ways about it. The guys are here, there, and everywhere, and sometimes you're going to have automobiles break down, you're going to have planes and all the kind of things that can happen like that, and if you go to the well enough time, I guess you're going to get some water.
That's true.
On time. In this case, we ended up with Tommy Rich volunteering to hop in the ring, and he's going with Ito. He'd never wrestled him before, and so he gets in there with him, and here comes Hickerson and the Spoiler, trying to put the quibosh on Rich making any kind of a move against Ito, and probably, as we said, futures looking out for something in the future in there. How about a recap today over all of it, Davey?
All kinds of action today.
So as Lance and Dave run down the card, that's it for that one. We just covered the 30th of June 1984, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully you enjoyed that show. It's quite a nice little show. Went by quite quick. We didn't get to see a lot of action from the Mid-South Coliseum. If you want to see the shows, like I said, the Fabulous Ones versus the PYTs and the Poffos versus the Rock and Rock Expressors on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/AmateursCast. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for continued support. We are now into May of 2024. Next week we'll be into July of 1984. So we're heading there. We're now halfway through the year. So we will be, from what I can see, all the actions here. So we're going to be riding the crest of the wave of 1984. Nothing else to really promote. Patreon.com/MemphisCast, ProWrestlingTees.com/MemphisCast. Don't forget to give friends of the show a listen, a like, and a share. Our Vantage Point, Acid Wash Memories, Greetings from Our Town, Book and the Territory. I have been your host, Mr. Luke Jennings. Thank you very much to the fine folk of Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you very much to Lance Russell, Dave Brown, and Jerry Jarrett. And until next time.
When it's spring again, I'll bring again tulips from Amsterdam. With a heart that's true, I'll give to you tulips from Amsterdam. I can't wait until the day you fill these eager arms of mine. Like the windmill keeps on turning, that's how my heart keeps on yearning for the day I know we can share these tulips from Amsterdam. From Amsterdam, with a heart that's true, I'll give to you tulips from Amsterdam. I can't wait until the day you fill these eager arms of mine. Like the wind keeps on turning, that's how my heart keeps on yearning for the day I know we can share these tulips from Amsterdam. Share these tulips from Amsterdam.